And welcome. You're tuned to PRN.FM, Progressive Radio Network. This program is Heart of Mind Radio, and my name is Catherine. I'm host of this program, and we join you every Friday morning at 10 a.m. And I want to most definitely welcome you to this program and to this venue, and to just take a moment to talk about what's happening in our lives, what's happening in our world, and encourage you to get involved, to be active, and to be, I would say, very gentle with yourself. We are coming upon a very special commemoration, celebration of Mother Gaia, our beautiful planet, and the Earth Day comes next week. The conventional celebration of Earth Day comes next week, and we're going to be also speaking about an event that will be celebrating both Mother Earth and peace. And we want to pay attention to what it is that we are doing in the world, what it is that we are contributing to our lives, and making sure that we're living a full and healthy existence on this planet, and that we do what we can to, what shall I say, to lessen our footprint on the planet, to make sure that we're not the one that is causing harm to the planet in terms of even the basics of throwing our trash on the ground, to make sure that we are respectful of the natural world in terms of the vegetation of the natural world, the animals and the insects of the natural world. We want to be as respectful as we can, and you know, that can show itself in how we use, whether or not we choose to use things such as pesticides, but rather maybe we would use a more natural form of planting. So, for instance, you can plant certain kinds of dandelions in your garden to make it less hospitable for bugs or marigolds. You know, certain kinds of plants you can put in your garden so as not to put pesticide into the ground, being aware that that might go into the groundwater. And, you know, there's also a consideration that we can have for our environment on a spiritual, emotional, psychological level, and understand that the energy that we carry and project into the world will have a significant impact on our environment. If you're able to hold on to whatever frustration you may be feeling, rather than project that frustration out into the world, onto the people around you, then if we all did a little bit more of that, we'd have a little more peace in our environment as well. It's just really important for us to pay attention to the world that we live in, and that world starts with the our own physical body in our field, and that world opens up into our family and friends. And then we go beyond that into our society and cultures. And if each of us are taking a bit of that responsibility, the collective response would be a positive one. And it's always encouraging when I see people who are working towards making the world a better place, who put their energies together to make the world a better place, to create events and create venues that are going to contribute. PRN, Progressive Radio Network, is one of those venues. And we're going to be talking in just a little while about an event coming up that, you know, a lot of energy went into making it. A lot of love goes into the production of it with all of the people who are involved. And we're going to be speaking about the 8th Annual World Peace Earth Day celebration and benefit that's coming up in a very short while. You'll be able to enjoy it yourself. And as we go to our break, we're going to hear a piece of music from one of our guests, and we will introduce the our guest in just a moment. But let's first hear Way of the World, and this piece is by Imov, aka Christine Marie. So stay tuned, we'll be back in a moment.
It's a state of confusion. I've come to the conclusion that I just can't figure it out.
And welcome back. You are listening to Heart of Mind Radio. I'm Catherine, and I have a full lineup of guests this morning. And first, I want to bring on board the executive producer of the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration, Andrew Kane. And this celebration began in 2007. And his passion for bringing people together and community for a good cause is at the heart of his events. He is also the founder of Planet Heart, a project of We the World, a nonprofit 501c3 organization. The name Andrew Kane scrambled spells reawakened, and he goes by the name Reawakened Poet, as he has shared his poems at various locations, including Alex Gray's Chapel of Sacred Mirrors Full Moon Gathering. All of his poems were written mostly between 1998 and 2007, when they were channeled and received to him by higher dimensional beings. He is currently looking to finally publish his first poetry book. They are about awakening to our truth that we are all one. He is also a photographer, and some of his work can be seen on his photography website, andrewkane.com, and that's AndrewKane.com. Well, that's certainly a full introduction, Andrew, but we're here primarily to talk about this event coming up, and that's the 8th Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration and Benefit. Tell us a little something about how this is coming together.
Thank you, Catherine. I just want to say first that I'm so honored and in gratitude of all the love and support I've gotten over all these years. All of the organizations, people, media partners such as yourself and Paul Slackus, and a lot of people who are involved in this organization who are our sponsors, who are actually been part of it since the beginning. And I wanted to go over them later, but right now I just wanted to say that, yeah, this event that we're doing, which is the 8th annual, we actually moved it into a bigger venue, and we're really excited this year. I was like called to do panels this year, you know, something completely different. Mm-hmm. So we're actually having two panels, one on peace, which Paul Slackus is moderating, and one on the earth, which Mitchell Rabin of the Better World Radio, TV, and Media is moderating, and he's been also one of our longtime colleagues and mm-hmm. sponsors. So we're going to have two panels, and we're also going to have celebration and live performances and ceremony and just exhibit. We're also going to have conscious exhibitors, and we're really, it's going to be two floors, and it's bigger. And the theme that we really want to call for this year is really about every day is Earth Day. You know, it's interesting because every year I've been making sure that the event was always on April 22nd. But it's interesting, there's the whole story about that, because actually the very first founder of Earth Day was, you know, John McConnell. It started around spring equinox, you know, 1970. So, but really, every day is Earth Day. So the event is taking place at Cibod Chelsea Center on April 24th instead of April 22nd. We're excited about it, and that we really want people to come together and just, you know, join us to really understand and have a call to peace and sustainability, because this is a time, you know, it's more than ever. We really need to come together now as a we, not, you know, I. And we really now, I mean, more than ever, need to do it. And let's do it, you know, together in a high vibes atmosphere. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I also just want to really just reach out and say that I'm really, again, honored for all of the people who've been involved with this over the years. And it's interesting because I pulled a lot of our community together for these panels. Like, we have Deborah Muldow from the World Peace Prayer Society, Susanna Bassarica from the Vigil for International Peace and Ecology, Susan from Universal Peace Day, Christine Marie, who you'll be hearing at KMOV. She's also my co-producer this year. I'm really excited to have her aboard helping me to produce this event. And she's not only going to be presenting, she'll be on the panelist and she's emceeing. And we have Kuro Ravinsong and John Connors, and they're also on our team helping us, you know, put this event together, and we're really excited to have them aboard. And Kuro will actually be with you us on Monday. and Mitchell Rabin. He's moderating the Earth panel. And we have Grandmother Leisha, who's been with us since the beginning. And she's going to be on the Earth panel with Rick Olfick and Laurel Rethke and Truth Now and Dan Miner, who's a sustainability advocate. And he actually is a district manager from Community Board 6, so that's interesting. And Michael Nguyen, president of Healing Tao USA. So we have a lot, you know, going on. We have performances with Lisa Roma and Christine Marie, a.k.a. Amav, and also there's just so much going on. I mean, you just got to come, you know. It's about really creating a community to move forward, to make the world the way we want it to be.
Okay, so, and we are going to be talking to some of the participants in this event. And I also have in studio with me Paul Slatkas, and he's founder of GoodNewsPlanet.com and also PeaceDayParty.org. And Paul has over 40 years in communications business. He worked with CBS on classic shows like All in the Family, Sonny and Cher, Carol Burnett, and on soap opera Love of Life, on a soap opera Love of Life. At Channel 13 in New York, Paul worked on Nature and Brain series. He is possessed to help create world peace in his company last year. Sorry. Created largest human peace sign in Times Square on International Peace Day, September 21. His company will create another peace sign in Central Park this year as part of the Vigil for International Peace. They are working on other events in other cities and countries as well. And so we're going to have a Peace Day party. And so don't worry, I'm also possessed by my mission in life. It possesses me. It's very important to be able to bring us all together and have this interactive space. So welcome, Paul. Why don't you tell us a little something about your involvement in this peace event?
Okay, well, as Andrew mentioned, we've been good friends for many, many years prior to this event. And, you know, Andrew is a forward thinker and a good guy and there for everybody. And he's put this event together, a lot on his own shoulders. And I think it was wise to put, in essence, peace and the earth together. I would say he's an innovator in that. And his heart matches your heart, Catherine, and of your show. And I'm going to be moderating the panel on peace. And I'm very honored to be able to be asked to do that and to be with some wonderful people who I've also been involved with the world of peace for many years. Susanna Basterica and Deborah Meldow. And Susanna actually is also a leader and started the Vigil for International Day Peace and actually introduced me to the United Nations International Day of Peace, which is September 21st. And we're going to, you know, be excited about all the good things that are happening. And we're going to be doing our Peace Day party actually here in New York. We did it in Times Square and created the largest human peace sign. Last year on September 21st, however, Times Square is under construction, and we won't be able to do it this coming year, but we have also been involved with the Vigil for International Peace, which is at the Bandshell on the 21st, and we will create a peace sign there. But back to Andy. Andy's just, he's the best.
Well, he is the best, and we have a lot of the best on our show today, because I'm also being joined by Rick Olfick, and he is founder of We the World and We Campaign, and he's also going to participate as a panelist on the World Peace Panel, and he's the fiscal sponsor, or We the World is the fiscal sponsor for Planet Heart and the annual World Peace Earth Day celebration. So I want to welcome you, Rick Olfick, back to Heart of Mind Radio.
Oh, it's a pleasure to be on the show again with you, Catherine, and it's great to be on with Andrew and Paul as well. We've all worked together for so many years, especially Andrew with Planet Heart. We've collaborated with We the World for at least 8 years now, and this event is going to be really spectacular. I just wanted to give out the details because I don't think I heard it yet. It's going to be at the Cebu Chelsea Center, 230 West 29th Street, starting at 5 p.m. on April 24th, and it's I think you can call 212-222-5432 for more information. That's 212-222-5432. One of the things I wanted to mention is that this event is going to be an early tribute to 11 Days of Global Unity, which is a program that We the World started about 10 years ago. So this is going to be our 10th anniversary this year. And Paul, you were there helping as an MC at the launch event with Jane Goodall and Marianne Williamson and many others. And Andrew, you helped to organize that. So this whole year is going to be a celebratory year in that sense about the 11 Days of Global Unity. And people can get involved with 11 Days by going to we.net, which is where the We campaign lives.
Uh-huh. So that's right, we.net. And what website do people go to if they want to find out more about the annual World Peace Day celebration?
Probably the easiest is planetheart.org.
Okay, that sounds great. Now, tell us a little bit about your the panel, the World Peace Panel. Maybe you can give a little of information, or give a little bit in terms of what you're going to be covering.
Huh? Are you talking?
Oh, you're going to be on the Earth panel?
Yeah, yes. I'm going to be on the Earth
panel. Okay, I'm sorry.
Both, but
mm-hmm. But we could both talk about it, I mm-hmm. guess. So, I guess, from my perspective, the important thing is that people have to come together. I think Andrew said something about this a little bit earlier. Basically, the idea is that there are change agents around the world, change makers, who are doing incredible work to create a better world in many different areas, including the environment and climate change and all of these areas that affect everyone. The problem is that they are working very often in their own areas. You know, they're not really connecting and coordinating. So that's what the big challenge is of our time, as I see it, to connect and coordinate these voices locally and globally so they can act collectively to create real and lasting change. And that's what we're doing with We the World and the We campaign. The point is that there are just some things that cannot be addressed properly given the fragmentation of grassroots movements that currently exists. I mean, look at what's going on here in this country. Air pollution alone kills 65,000 people every year. And we heard from the World Health Organization last week, they issued a report saying that approximately 7 million people died last year in 2013 from air pollution alone. And if we look at this even as a moral issue, you know, we could be moving to renewable energy systems and getting away from fossil fuels like coal and oil, and even the polluting fuels like nuclear and even gas has many problems associated with it. We could be scaling up to have renewable energy systems worldwide. And in order to do that, I think we have to bring the change makers together. And that's the goal of the We campaign at we.net.
Okay, thank you. Rick, we also have two more guests standing by, and both of these people are very creative in terms of their artistic expression, but also in terms of their community work and activism. We're also being joined by Christina Marie, a.k.a. Imov, and she is co-producer, panelist, presenter, MC, is a conscious pop artist who has done inner work and been certified as a Reiki Master Level 4, a certified wellness counselor. Christina Marie aspires as an independent artist with her record label Authentic Records. Her record label is a subsidiary of her company, IMOV International LLC, Wellness Through Entertainment, a multimedia production company that provides a forum to help rebuild the world through interactive experiential entertainment. This form of entertainment consists of conscious programming that creates heightened awareness experiences that are a catalyst for healing, wellness, and evolution. And, of course, her website is imovllc.com. And I want to say hello to, so is it, should I refer to you as Imov or as Christine? What is the meaning of the AKA?
It's a, hi.
Hi,
first of all,
Christine.
It's so beautiful to be part of this. I want to thank you so much for all of your contribution, and thank you, Andrew, and hi, guys. Paul and Rick, I love you all. The AKA is also known as Imov. I was, I've been a performer for many, many years, and, as Christine Marie. And then, when I went through my Reiki training and energetic initiation, I had a realization, and so becoming more present, I was able to take on the name Imov, which is I-M-O-V, and O-V is a symbol that was given to me when I was 23 years old by a boyfriend of mine that said, I love you more than love, and he was a scientist, and he said that, you know, everything is strongest at the center, so O-V is a representation for the stronger, the higher essence of love, like the next level after love. And so after I did some inner work, people used to call me OV, OV, because I did a lot of performances and everything was about this OV concept, more than love. And everyone was calling me OV, and I'm like, I'm not OV. And then after I was trained and did some initiation into my inner work, I realized I am OV. And so that's where the name came from, and that's where the name of the company came from.
Very, 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 very beautiful story. I wanted people to hear that. And I just wanted to say, to introduce before the break, the second artist joining us is Truth Now, and he is an MC, consultant, band leader, event producer, and empowerment specialist from New York. He creates through the arts and direct action. His art is sacred activism made through the work and healing principles of unity, sovereignty, liberty, sustainability, bliss, and connection. And you can reach him through the website bubesure.org. And we're going to break in a moment, but I want you to chime in for just a moment, Truth, now, and say hello to our listeners before going to break. And then we'll all come back. We'll all come back in the conversation. I just want to have people know that you have been standing by. So I want to thank you. And everyone, hang on. We're going to go to a break and hear a few announcements. Then when we come back, we hopefully have a piece by Truth Now. And it should be a very interesting segment. So stay tuned.
While you're chasing the moon, keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. Keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. Keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. Hold
hold a candle up in wax, I trust. First I was a flashlight, acting real tough, chasing all phantoms, shining my lantern. Ghostbuster backpack, that's kinda random. For me it's a pattern, a crush like Bruce Banner. In Walking Dead Atlanta, I swing a golden hammer. They put me in the slammer for selling ill grammar. I snuck out in the laundry hamper. Dark before the dawn, I'm tired and I yawn. I got the match and something to strike it on. I shake off my bracelets, now I live strong. Above and beyond, I am so far gone. The wick's not thick, so it flickers a bit. But I know in my heart that it'll stay lit. Yeah, it's gonna stay lit. Keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. Keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. Keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. Keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. Life can be tough, man, it could be a drag. But I'll take a stand, I'll plant my flag. I thank God every day for what I have. And I know that this too, it soon shall pass. Fire up the band and we shake that ass. We chase the moon until we're late for class. Might need a cup of joe, but we stay on task. We fight for our rights, we demand, never ask. Pull the money out of banks, dodge the income tax. It's coming into view that there is a way past. That we can live together and print our own cash. Candles stays lit and the sails full mast. Now we see the shores of the future at last. Keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. Keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. Keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. Keep a candle lit while you're chasing the moon. I caught the moon, I put her in my room. My view so huge that my window fit too. I do what I do because I love you. And I love how the waves feel when I swim through. I plan my own food so I'm in a good mood. Hop up on the bikes and cruise to the lagoon. The waterfall smooth so we're deep in the groove. I'm so amused by the muse that is you. That now I know truth and now I have proof. I move past the point of collecting these clues. There is only one moon, there is only one you.
Welcome back. You're tuned to PRN.FM on the internet. And those of you who would prefer could also listen by phone. Those numbers are 401-347-0456. That's 401-347-0456. Or you could also listen on the number 712-432-7231. That's 712-432-7231. And for those of you with a strong internet signal, you can listen right on the web at prn.fm. And again, this is Heart of Mine. I am Catherine, the host of this program, and we have quite a number of guests this morning. We've been speaking with Andrew Kane, executive producer of the annual World Peace Day celebration, Rick Ulfick, founder of We the World and We Campaign. Also, we're speaking with Paul Slatkus, founder of GoodNewsPlanet.com. And as well, we have Christina Marie, a.k.a. I Am OV, or I'm Of, and she is a co-producer and panelist of the event. And also, we just heard a piece of music by Truth Now. He's an MC, consultant, and band leader. And we hope to speak with him again before the program completes. But for the moment, I want to invite Christine to come back and tell us a little something more about your experience and how you view this 8th annual World Peace Earth Day celebration and benefit?
Thank you, Kathy. I am so humbled by Andrew Keane and who he is. He's been a friend of mine for so many years now, over 10 years. We've been supportive of each other, friends and healing partners, and we were brought together by Rick Ulfick, actually, by one of his Christmas parties and one of the gatherings that We the World put together. And I'm just honored to be in support of this man, Andrew, who is putting his heart and soul into his mission, which is to be, you know, create awareness about all being one. And he's one of the most heartfelt people I've ever met in my life. And just, I'm so grateful to be part of the planning as a support system for him, as a friend, and also as being completely in alignment with what I've also been here, put on the planet to do and to steward, which is, you know, awakening consciousness on the planet and coming together in celebration and education and entertainment to be one and to, you know, call in the shift that's happening right now. So this new venue that we have called the Sabud Center is a blessing. The people that are involved, the way that the shift, that the expansion of it, Andrew, I'm so proud of him for allowing himself to have the courage to expand. He's been doing this for 7 years, and it's been a beautiful, wonderful piece of entertainment. And now, with Grandmother Leisha's insight, we've also included four quarterly events to take it to another level and make activism part of this World Peace event, which is this Earth Day event, because our thing that we've been saying is Earth Day is every day. And so Andrew's been doing this once a year, and so now he's been called to take it into more of an active role. So I'm going to be in charge with Grandmother Leisha to create four quarterly events that will affect people in a way, like, from everything from, like you were saying, being the simplicity of going out and, like, picking up garbage, to, you know, the complexity of raising awareness about fracking, and to the heartfelt, you know, giving of feeding the homeless, things that will bring everyone together in a way that's not just raising awareness anymore. So this event is, and it's amazing because the number 8 is the infinity symbol, and so it's, you know, and 8 is in the music, you know, it's, there are 7 notes, and then the 8 brings you back to the first one. So this, it's very symbolic this year, and it's very powerful, and everyone is feeling it, and I'm delighted, excited, and turned on. You know, we have an amazing team. I'm really grateful for all the sponsors that we have. We had a beautiful flyer designed by one of my very good friends named Michael Baumwald, who I went to college with, and he is the founder of a graphic design business called Digital Bajour, and he has, you know, gifted us his time, and the flyer is beautiful and amazing, and I want to thank him for that. And we're going to be creating what is called a new piece of media, which is called the Virtual Album, or the V Album, and we're going to be doing one of the first charity event V Albums, and this is created by Christopher Gentile and iBoard Incorporated, and he's also going to be donating his time and going to be supporting the event by giving back the money that they would usually take from the V Album, and he's going to be donating that back to Planet Heart when people purchase the V Album. The V Album is a multimedia digital experience that you can download as an app on your computer. And I'm actually one of the few independent artists that have created a V Album with my new album, Superstar, and wanted to just express the gratitude that I have for Christopher Gentile for his donation of his time and his energy. And, you know, just getting back to Andrew and appreciating, you know, his mission and his strength and his courage, and We the World for being the fiscal sponsor, and all the people that are involved. And you, thank you so much for giving us this platform so that we can spread the word and I'm just excited and humbled, and I love all of you guys, and that piece of work that Truth just did, it was just so inspiring and uplifting, and that's what this is going to be about. This event on April 24th is about, like, you know, being on the pulse of the shift of this planet and coming together and celebrating through art and media and sharing and music and speaking and expressing, like, what's going on for this planet right now. And it's just really exciting.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm off. Imav.
Thank you, Kat.
Imav,
yeah, thank you.
Imav, yeah. Well, thank you. That's how I'm going to refer to you in my thinking at this moment, because it's a beautiful story. I can resonate with that very much. I thought it might be nice to invite Paul Slatkis, to tell us a little something more about the work that you're doing, because you have been producing Good News Planet for, how long is it now you're saying?
15 years.
And so since your focus is really on what's happening in the globe and the good news of the globe, what can you tell us about some of the things you have been covering over the last year that has some significance or could relate to this beautiful World Peace Earth Day celebration?
Thank you, Catherine. I'm stressed out from so much good news.
Mm-hmm.
I think the reality that I've been able to experience, but not because of our good news broadcast, even though we're inundated with content. As we all know, everybody on the phone, I'm sure everybody listening, there's much more good news and positive life than negative life. It's a minimal amount of, comparatively to the 7 billion people on the planet. For those that are just plain old nice and doing good things in the world and trying to survive and blah, blah, blah. So, with our good news, we've done about 5,000 shows of people that are just doing plain old good things that relate to the world in peaceful ways, and we try to live the concept of peace, which is in essence non-judgmental. We're a microphone. We're not here to. We don't care how someone paints or sings, or if they're happy, we're happy. And I think we just put up with Gary Zukoff, all right, and we're talking to Gerald Jampolsky, who's on our board of advisors. You know, love is letting, you know, the fear go away, and the seat of the soul and things like that. And, it's a sort of an internal thing, peace, innerly and outerly, in the way people act. And I've just been fortunate because I've been able to, Catherine, like you, to talk to wonderful people that are doing good things that have helped to educate us and those that have been watching our media. But this has been sort of my mission when I started with CBS with All in the Family, which was another kind of a show that helped the world, see a bigot and look at a bigot and laugh with the bigot and cry with the bigot. So, shows that have some importance for the world to then consider the way they are living and how they might be able to live in a nicer way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Well, that's all very important. And so we are actually, edging close to the end of the program. Was there something, Andrew, that you wanted to make sure you said before we ran out of time?
Yes, thank you very much. I just want to acknowledge all of the sponsors who are part of this event, many of them who've been part of it since the beginning. I just wanted to definitely acknowledge you, Catherine Davis, and Heart of Mind Radio. Thank you so much for all of the support you've given to me over the years. Paul Slatkis, Good News Broadcast, A Better World Radio and TV, Talking Alternative Broadcast, Bridge of Truth Show, Inner Realm Magazine, Imav International Wellness Through Entertainment, who is our co-sponsor, One World Circle, Digital Du Jour, Subut Chelsea Center. We're very gracious to be at their center. It's a very spiritual center. We're actually going to have a special message from them to that evening to talk to the audience about that conscious disruption, imaginary fun time, the Duval Group, who did our printing for our postcards, Lion Fox Entertainment Group, the Phoenix Fire Mystery School. I know there's so many, but I just wanted to go over them. But yeah, it's all good.
There are a lot. And but, yeah, that's a beautiful thing. But I think also what people would like to know, you know, mentioned that the Subud was going to do a special
message. Yeah.
So could you give us a sense of what this day will be so that people will know what they're what they're going to encounter?
Doors open at 4 and it goes to 11 p.m. And through that time, there's going to be two different panels. One's going to start at 5, and that's going to be the peace panel, moderated by Paul Slackus with many amazing panelists. And then there's going to be a break. People can go to the exhibitors, network mingling. And then we'll have a second panel, starts around 7 p.m. on the Earth, and that's going to be moderated by Mitchell Rabin, Better World Radio and TV. And we have amazing panelists for that. And then after that, we're going to have another break. People can mingle and network and get food. And then we're going to have another final section of entertainment, celebration, and ceremony, and that's going to be participatory and interactive, and that's really going to be the end. And then after that, there'll be enough more mingling and networking. So basically, it's going to be a little bit of
so that. it's panels, mingling, and networking, and some performance.
Absolutely.
And
right.
what will some of the performances be? Do you know?
Yep, Christine Marie, aka Mob, is performing, and other performers include Truth Now. And also Lisa Roma, who's also been part of the event, helping me every year. She will be there, as well as Delian, a.k.a. 13 Hands. He has an amazing song, great song, too. And I'm going to be doing a poem, and there'll be some spoken word, and Rick's going to play keyboards, actually. So, and Jody Sirota from the Meta Center, who's been another sponsor, she also, who's been a part all this time. We were actually there all these years at her center, she'll be there closing the ceremony with some others. So that's kind of like a little taste.
Okay.
And you want details? Is the website? No?
Yeah, why don't you give out the details so
sure.
people can find out more info.
Sure. It's April 24th, Thursday, from 4 to 11 at the Subud Chelsea Center at 2:30.
Okay, talk a little slower.
Sorry. April 24th, Thursday, from 4 p.m. to 11 p.m., at Subud Chelsea Center, located at 230 West 29th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue. And the website is www.planetheart.org. And the phone number you can call us for more information is 212-222-5432. That's 212-222-5432. And doors open at 4.
Excellent. And Rick, I'd like to invite you if you have a final thought you want to share.
Well, I would say that this whole program reflects the attitude of gratitude that everyone shares here. And I just wanted to say that the whole event of World Peace Earth Day celebration it meets our slogan of inspire, inform, and involve, which there's going to be a strong dosage of each of those at this event: inspire, inform, and involve. And so thank you to all for being involved. And if you go to we.net, you will see the postcard for the event there too, and also you can get involved with the 11 Days of Global Unity.
Yes, there are many opportunities for all of us to get involved, and this beautiful event, Planet Heart, the 8th Annual World Peace Earth Day Celebration and Event. It does have a love offering of $25 in advance and $30 at the door. And again, the location is Subud Chelsea Center, 230 West 29th Street, and that's between 7th and 8th Avenue. You can call for more information, 212-222-5432. 3-2. And do you still have space if people wanted to vendor or something there?
We actually do. We still have space for exhibitors. So if anybody is interested, they can also call us or go to the website and contact us there.
Okay. So I have gone to this event many years, and I've always enjoyed it. And I hope to see you all there. I'll be there. I will be there. It's going to be, I think, a wonderful experience. And it's really a wonderful thing to get together. One of the things you might have noticed as you listen to this program is that a lot of these works of art, you know, and they're kind of living art when you see an event like this. You know, they're come together through people who are of like mind and heart, like spirit, meet each other, begin to support each other in their work and in their creations, and so that they can have an impact on the larger community, on the world, on influencing, you know, all of our lives. And the same is true of yourselves. If you're listening to this program, I know that you also have ideas and dreams and thoughts and you know, want to have an impact into the world. And this is the kind of event where you have an opportunity to meet and network with people that can you can engage with in mutual support. And that's what I find most gratifying. And you'll hear that as you listen to all of my guests. They're all people who came together, met at this or that event as activists, learned about each other's work, began to support each other and collaborate to build something new. And that's really what I hope to keep feeding through this program. And not just my guests here, but also you as listeners. We want to encourage you and to support you in bringing to fruition your ideas and your dreams. So for those of you who have those thoughts and ideas and want to get involved, you can contact me through email, and that's Catherine@heartofmind.org. That's Catherine is spelled KATHRYN at heartofmind.org. And I want to let you know that we are also, as the summer comes on board, I'm working on many, many new projects, including we have afternoon and evening meditation Qigong practices 3 times a week. We'll be having Qigong in the parks in the morning, so if you want to come out in the morning and meditate, as well as a mind-body retreat in May, Friday, May 23rd to May 25th. And I actually, if you're interested in finding out more, you can go to heartofmind.org or send in email, Catherine@heartofmind.org. And we're out of time, Andy. Did you have something else?
No, I just wanted to say that, unfortunately, Truth now, his phone got disconnected, but I just wanted to say on his behalf, he has so much to say, amazing, he's doing so much great work, and we're just honored to have him aboard, along with everybody else involved.
Okay, that's fantastic. And I just want to thank you all for joining us here on Heart of Mind Radio at prn.fm. Please favorite us on iTunes. It helps to get the show promoted in other people's consciousness. And I thank you all, and I thank all of my guests, and I thank also PRN, Progressive Radio Network. And we will be closing with a bit of music and a few more station announcements.